can't just read it. There needs to be some
little improv, a little vamping, maybe.
You could freestyle to a beat.
And you boys want
to
get on this?
No, you you do it so well.
No, give a beat. Okay, come
give
on.
Me a beat.
Give him a beat.
You want some bass and drums for this?
You can doodle. Doodle PSA.
Aw, yeah. Put down the phone. Look around. Don't let your phone become the only thing you connect with. Put it down. Look around and engage with the people in the world around. Real life conversations and experiences are irreplaceable. They're irreplaceable. You'll find that unplugging, man, it creates more meaningful moments and deeper connections. It's easy to get lost in the digital distractions. Real human interactions are where lasting memories are made.
Lasting.
Funky TikTok cannot compare to the laughs had with friends.
Friends.
It's time to put down your phone.
Put down your phone.
Down and see the world. This message is brought to you by your real life DJs here at WRUV 90 FM. No, 90.1 FM Burlington. Oh my.
It's all right.
It's very close.
There you go.
Great work.
Spectacular stuff.
Shout out Danny and the Parts, everyone, for that freestyled message.
And that will be on your next album, I assume.
We should do jingles. We should bring jingles back,
Danny. Oh, that would
be
great.
I told you that.
Favorite jingle?
Yeah. I called you at 9 a.m., remember? I was like,
yeah, I don't pick up your calls.
Arby's. That one's a good one.
Jingles would be fun.
Yeah.
I mean, we just did it.
That was a jingle.
Yeah. All right, are you guys ready for another song? Let's do it.
Yes.
We should do the phone song.
Speaking of jingles.
We have a song.
It's nice transition.
We have a song that's called Why You Putting Down Your Phone.
This is perfect. It's almost like you knew when you were picking out this
so
PSA.
Professional
it's
in here.
I did.
Pro studio.
Why you putting down your phone? Yeah, leave me alone. Put down your phone and leave me alone. Everyone wants to know. The kind of man to make you wanna run away. Well, if you're done with me, maybe you just want me to stay. Maybe you just want me to stay. Everyone wants to know.
Ooh. a question for the people.
Nice.
Why are you putting down your phone?
Yeah. A little Nashville inspired, that one. Very nice.
Yeah, so were you, what was the Nashville history? Were you there to study?
Yeah.
Me? Yeah. This is your opportunity
to
speak.
Mr. Nashville.
That was probably lots of low-end chunks with the mic pass. Yeah, I'll try to not spend too much time away from Danny and the parts things. But yeah, I was in Nashville originally to do like mix engineering was what I thought I wanted to do. I've been playing drums since I was six, and so was still playing drums there with a bunch of different folks. Wound up doing some mixing, some production, some started like a little company trying to do artist development. Did a little bit of that for a second. And then got burnt out. Very bad work-life balance. And came back home to Vermont and transferred to UVM about 2 years ago. And so just playing with Danny and Eric has been really good to, you know, not forget how to play the drums.
There you go.
Find ways to still express myself musically that aren't just me making records by myself.
Yeah. Right. That's awesome.
So that's
super cool.
Short story.
Yeah.
Didn't you just mix something the other day?
Oh.
Mix? No, I'm not mixing for anyone anymore.
Caught.
I was just down in Nashville for a second with my old.
You posted something. I felt that.
Oh, yeah. That's because a song I worked on got reposted or was the sound on an Instagram post by Thames. Do y'all know Thames?
Yeah.
So go listen to
sick.
Flow State by Casper Sage.
There we go.
There you go.
Good work, Danny.
Boys, for real.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks.
Speaking of Nashville, what do you think like the most influential American city is for like your music taste, your music loves, the music
like
you make?
Question. Love this question. I did. Sorry.
Take it, Sammy.
No, I think you should answer first, Danny.
I refuse.
Oh. I defer.
Albany, New York.
Yeah.
I've heard great things have come out of Albany.
The craziest city would be like, something really random. Yeah. Spokane, Washington. Yeah.
Hey, not too much on Spokane. I've got family there.
Are they musicians?
My father is, and he's from there. There you go.
I guess there are some influences.
Great
still
things
in Spokane.
Coming out of Spokane.
Shout out to Spokane.
Shout out Spokane, Washington.
Any listeners listening right now from Spokane, drop it in the chat. Drop it in the chat.
Hey, Spokane isn't that bad.
With our affiliate station out there.
It's just the like white supremacy-ness.
Wow. That's crazy.
I'm sorry. I don't know. It's true. Eastern.
What a. Anybody else got a city that is musically influential to them? Burlington.
B-town, man.
Burlington's a great city.
Great
town.
An incredible music scene right now.
Totally.
And it's awesome that I'm like friends with everybody too.
That's so.
Yeah, it's pretty rad.
The perfect.
We're very lucky to have a cool city by the lake.
It's true.
Yeah,
for sure.
So many great bands that are coming out of Burlington.
Yeah, Dari Bay,
all the
Lily Siegel
bands we've even played in over the years are like great to listen to. I mean, I know that's just personal level, but like, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
You could.
Yeah, Freeman, Greg Freeman. Yeah.
There's so many. There's just so many people doing great things right now in Burlington, I think, and it's like endless. It just never.
The pride.
Ends.
One quick little point on the Greg front. I was in Nashville a couple like when I was still there. And heard from two of my friends, one from, I think, Iowa, and one from, I don't even know where he was from, but not Burlington. And they were talking, unfortunately, yeah, right.
Call nice. Back.
But both of them were talking to me about Greg. And at the time, my buddy was next door, the neighbors with him.
Whoa.
And I'm like, how do y'all know about?
Small world.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, go listen to the new Greg record, too.
Yeah.
Who is, like, have you performed recently with any Burlington bands that you want to, like, plug really quick, I guess?
Who's next up out of Burlington?
We did Honky Tonk last week with Wild League. That was fun.
Great
we played half the show, then they played half, And those guys are always fun. We play together a lot, but we're also in, you know, I'm in a couple other bands that do a bunch of gigs, like Blueberry Betty. I'm in that band. We're playing Friday at Standing Stone Wines in Winooski.
There I will go. Be playing as well.
And Eric's in another band that night called
Sonic Steve Orchestra.
Sonic Steve.
Same place or different Jambulance. Place?
Yep.
Oh, perfect.
Cool. Parts member.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all very, it's, yeah, it's everybody's like in everybody else's band. It's
yeah.
really
so
weird.
Connected. Yeah.
Yeah.
Band pirating.
Yeah. I know.
Collaborative. So, it's a collaborative space. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. But yeah.
It's community, Dan.
You know what I love to see too is I love to see Remy. I love Remy's band.
Oh, yeah.
Remy Russia.
Shout out Remy Russia.
Yeah.
Young lady, I think you guys have them coming by, right? Young lady.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think in October.
Laces. You guys have Laces up here yet? They're great.
I don't think so.
Jotting that one down.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're cool stuff. Yeah. Worm Dogs.
I don't know. The Laces is having babies right now.
Oh.
Not all of them.
Some. A Lace. One of the Laces. Yeah.
If you could have any musician, like dead or alive, join your band or like play with them on stage, who would it be?
That'd be Neil Diamond.
Oh,
awesome. Yeah. Great choice.
Yeah, that's a great choice. Yeah, that was quick. That was a quick response. You've been thinking about it.
Yeah. I have a Neil Diamond tape I've been listening to in my kitchen a lot, and I'm just kind of lazy. I didn't want to listen to it as much as I did. I'm a little lazy, and I'm like, I just want to go and to the other room and get more tapes because some of them are not good. And they're all dusty. And, but this one just works really well. And, yeah, it's like his greatest hits. But, oh, my God,
yeah.
They're so awesome.
Yeah.
He goes hard. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah. He goes way hard.
He really does.
Yeah.
He gets all, like, crazy.
I saw a video of, you know, in, what's it, I Am, I Said, where he talks about being a frog.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a Kermit the Frog edit of incredible. To that song about like his rise through Hollywood. And I was like, oh my gosh. Neil Diamond. Banger.
Yeah.
Anyways, why don't you guys play us one of your bangers?
Let's do it. Bangers.
I mean, it doesn't have to be bangers. It can be chill, too, but just, you know.
Chill bang?
10-minute guitar solo, no less. Yeah, let's do it.
Ooh,
can, the two truths can coexist at once.
They can't see you. This is not a visual medium.
I don't know. I'm still performing in here.
Yeah, let's do that one.
I can't sit down.
Standing up.
Ready? Yeah. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, the sun goes down tomorrow, just like it did before. 1,000 little children outside, knocking at my door. The dog's outside his plant. Mama's selling shoes, and I'm just a wandering outside, just like my daddy do. The sun is burning, the sun is burning. Well, I left my possession, started on the path. To laugh now, it's all inside your glass. Complexity's upon us, the air is getting cool, and I've become the nighttime, and the sun is moon, and the sun is moon, and the sun is moon,
sun is moon.
is moon, sun is moon. Sun is moon.
Awesome.
What was the name of that one?
Yeah.
Sun is moon.
Pretty evident in the lyrics.
Yeah.
Into astrology, anyone? I feel like that's kind of... that might be diverting.
Danny wrote this one for the eclipse.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. This is my eclipse song. Yeah. Oh, and actually, we made a record out of it, too.
Awesome.
That's the one. Eric made, so. We actually made two records this year. It was Sun is Moon and Mona Lisa's Eyes.
Wow. But I didn't know.
Oh. But yeah, Sun is Moon is the one we made with Eric, and yeah, it's eclipse inspired. At least that song is. Yeah.
Were you in Burlington for the total eclipse, or in totality?
I was out in the woods in Shelburne where I live, with my kids and my dog, and I like made a fire even though I didn't really need one. It was like a hot day. So I was like, I'm just going to make this fire.
Oh, but it got cold really
quick. Yeah, you needed it for the eclipse. It got like freezing cold. Yeah. It was weird.
That was truly a crazy experience.
Glad I did because it was so weird to look at the fire when the light changed.
Yeah.
The fire light changed. Yeah. Yeah. And it was very strange. It was
super
like
spooky. I loved it.
So spooky.
Yeah. It was super cool.
Listeners, tell us your eclipse story
in the chat.
We'd love to hear it.
Where were you, time, place?
Yeah. I have a question about all of your gear and stuff. What's your relationship with gear as a musician and all the pedals and the guitars? And it must be a very...
It's like relationships that you've had in junior high and high school.
Yeah.
It's like for real because this one's like my cousin Nate's and I think he gave it to me. I'm not sure. I should check. Nate, I'm sorry.
Shout out Nate.
Shout out Nate in junior high. Pitch shifter. That's like 30 years old. This blue. They're all Boss pedals.
Hmm.
There you go. Shout out Boss.
Shout out Boss. And that's not Bruce Springsteen pedals. That's the Boss company. Yeah. But I didn't mean it. It's just that they're the ones that don't break. You know, all my other
except
pedals.
Except when recommendation.
Except when they do, right. But that my gear relationship is very weird. It's very specific. It's like this pedal because of this because of that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
What about when it comes to like guitars and stuff?
Yeah, I mean
favorite guitar.
Yeah.
I mean the pitch shifter. Like I said, I got that one from Nate. That one's like 30 years old. The octave pedal, I was. It's the one that can we do?
Of course.
Do it. A little demo.
Rig rundown.
The octave pedal is really fun. It's like this one.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I like that.
Perfect for like
a little
notes.
Harmony.
Yeah.
Two notes at the same time, basically.
Yeah. Awesome.
That one Luke gave me.
Shout out Luke.
People, he's like, you should play with this, and no one has it anymore, and everyone wants it, and I'm gonna get it for you, and And then a bunch of people called me once they saw I had it, and they're like, I think that's mine. I was like, no, bro, I just got this offline or whatever. But this one, this Blues Driver is another funny story. That's my buddy Scott Tournay, who used to play with Grace Potter. He had that and gave it to me a long time ago. And I lived in a very big music house back then with a couple people who played with her. And I was sure it was mine. Darn it. And then I found it in the music store window. And I was like, no. Somebody had sold it. And I
buy it back?
I had to buy it back.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So I went down and bought it back.
It's kind of a happy ending, though. You got
you got there in the end.
But the loop station, the red loop station, is you guys probably don't know. Do you guys know Andrew Bird?
Maybe.
Violinist.
Andrew Bird's really great. You should check him out.
Yeah.
Shout out
Andrew Bird.
Yeah.
Yeah, is a whistler and a fiddle player. And
awesome.
Pizzicato stuff. Yeah. And he's really. And I saw him at the Space in New Haven, Connecticut.
Oh, there you go.
That's why I got
shout out Connecticut
the first time.
Yeah, no, this is like 30 years old. Yeah. Yeah. So
cool.
I was really, and I can show you that too. I was just, like you know, really excited about doing stuff like this, you know. Like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Make your own tune.
Oh. And then it goes like that.
Beautiful.
And then you stop.
Really cool.
Oh. Huzzah.
We have a viewer, I keep saying viewer. Listener. A listener. That said, before the eclipse, I was dreaming of Amanda Green, where Danny regaled us of stories of jet skiing in Connecticut. And I need a walkthrough of what that means.
Context? Any context?
We don't have enough time right now.
Too long.
Time.
No, Amanda Green, Fish's Amanda Green Festival, we worked it last year. That was probably somebody who was working with us. Mm. Ask him who that is. Who is that?
Yeah, who are you?
don't dox the listeners.
Is that JoJo or Danny Kay? It's probably JoJo or Danny Kay.
Identify yourself.
These are all aliases, by the way.
Place your bets right now. Everyone it's in the chat, JoJo or Danny Kay in the chat right now.
It's not Rusty.
Before the show's over, we'll know.
Awesome. Do you have any connection to your... Anything special about your instruments or your gear?
Are you always like thinking about getting new pedals?
Always.
Yeah.
But really, it always comes down to like whatever gets the job done. I think a lot of people are very particular about it, but it's like, I guess if you look at it from like a painter's, like the instrument would be your paintbrush, pedals would be your paint, and an amp would be your canvas. Mm. And like any combination of those can make a beautiful piece of art.
Right.
So what if it works for you, then it is perfect.
What about drummers? I know the cymbal game is a very
hectic the drum set is intense.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I wouldn't characterize myself as a gear nerd on the drum front as much as on the audio production mix front.
Right.
Mm. I do like my cymbals. I just had to play a couple gigs with someone else's cymbals, and I'm like, ah, shoot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like the Meinl Byzance 22-inch Big Apple Dark Ride.
Shout out.
Is it Turkish?
Big Apple.
I guess it is. Mm-hmm. But Meinl, I think, is German? I don't know. I don't really know. And then Istanbul Agop hats.
Shout out.
Both of those when I went to Nashville for the first time. This one kind of sucks, honestly, the Dream Vintage Bliss Crash Ride. But
I shout out nonetheless.
Shout out nonetheless, yeah. I'd say, if I were to say anything about gear, I play with my Rezo heads off on my kick and my Fleur Tom, even if I'm not in a studio context like this, which it is a little tough if folks don't have a kick drum mic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in general, I like... you know, starting from a darker, muted, maybe less overtones kind of place so that
Mahogany.
The space or the processing.
That's what I was
thinking. Yeah. Just so that, sweet. Like, the space of the processing can, I don't know.
A beef Wellington.
Love it.
Rich. We have a chat
to yes.
response. I hope everyone put their bets in.
Uh-oh.
The chat said, it's Danny JoJo K.
Yeah,
take that as you will. Take that as you will.
Uh-oh, they're together.
Yeah. They're corroborating. They're corroborating.
That could be trouble.
All right, we have time for maybe two more songs.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe
How's
three.
That sound?
So yeah. let's Get hit us with another it. One here.
It has to be an even bigger banger than the last
one.
I don't know if you can sustain this.
Hey, or Sam, my set list just went
down.
Oh,
I have it.
Yeah.
I have an analog one.
Yeah. We could do back to back. That's always fun.
Back to back bangers and.
Close on you. I like that. Mm-hmm.
Bangers incoming. Stand by.
Like Sabrina Carpenter, here's another banger. A place that I call home. It's a masterpiece I found. I gotta loosen up my grip. I'm the only one that got dead. Pacify heaven on my right. I thought I saw Jesus, Jesus Christ. I'm never gonna do this, never gonna say, never be the one that gets paid. There's a place that I call home. It's a little bit I found out. Gotta loosen up my grip. Well, now I'm the only one that got dead. My heaven on my right. Well, I thought I felt a little slight. I'm never gonna do this, never gonna say I'll never be the one that gets paid.
Awesome. What was the name of that one?
That one's called Jesus Cried.
Oh, wow. Jesus wept. Amazing.
Dude and wept.
He did, apparently, dude. Allegedly.
Stubbed his toe.
Oh.
Isn't that hurts.
It's not a serious song. It's just about a little thing that happened.
Yeah, any inspo?
That Jesus. There's a lot of Jesus. I guess Jesus cried.
That is true.
You know?
That is true.
Wow. I have a question. We were talking about movies. Do you guys, have you ever done like scores or even thought about like music videos?
Well, we did a fun thing at the Double E a couple of years ago.
Oh, that was cool. Mm.
We scored a John Wayne film.
Whoa. Oh, cool.
Angel and the Batman. And we performed it, in front of the big, theater screen at the T-Rex.
That's so.
Yeah, that was super rad.
And, so it was black and white film behind us, and we, it was like a 2-hour
movie. Yeah, it was, done. Yeah. Yeah, it really was, yeah.
Yeah.
We said yes, and then halfway through teching it, like, we were like,
yeah.
what have we done?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we really did it. I think we did it really well, too.
Yeah, that was great. That's awesome. They turned the sound off, so it was just kind of like a visual narrative with like...
That's so cool.
Yeah, was it really super. Was it improvised, or did you like...
Parts of it were.
Do it?
That's the thing. That was like the tricky part is like, you know, we can't obviously score like a two-hour movie, so
in a couple months,
right, for free. No,
practically,
it wasn't for free, but you know, still, yeah. And so, you know, we improvised a lot of it, but in a way that we had to write it in, kind of, if that makes sense.
You kind of do it how they do like the Curb Your Enthusiasm episodes, where you have like a blueprint for what the scene's going to be, but you don't know what everyone's going to say.
Right. Yeah. You did have a lot of original songs in there too. Some we wrote for it, and some we were covers? Or did
I think
we
did a couple covers. Yeah.
I can't remember if we did covers or not. Might have been all original.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, so that impressive. Was really
fun. I hope we do that again, Double E.
Shout out Double E.
That's such a cool idea.
There was another movie recently, I think, that was like they put up a whole orchestra in front of the screen. I forget what movie it was.
They do. They have all kinds of cool touring things where they have like a video game soundtrack or something, and they'll have a whole orchestra, and then the background will just be the game.
Yeah, it changes it entirely.
Play it live.
Yeah. So cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that once again, just incorporating the art into it, it would be is really, you know, something I want to keep doing.
Mm-hmm. Do
either
of you have a question?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite soundtrack from a movie?
Ooh.
Oh, Danny definitely does.
I have many soundtracks I love. I love soundtracks.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Bring it back.
You know that one?
Bow, bow. Diddy, bow, bow.
I was thinking more.
Oh, yeah, the Beatles tune. You get copyright struck on that.
Oh, yeah, the big scene.
Yeah, the big scene.
Donk of Shame,
Donk of Shame.
That part.
That's a good one.
There's the one, too, when they're in the museum. I forget the band that plays. That's a really great tune.
That's really soft.
Yeah.
Like that. And Carmen looks at the painting.
Yeah, it zooms in on him.
Into the painting.
Yeah.
Just a little boy with no face.
Yeah.
Soundtracks though. Oh my god! All right, I have to give a shout out to the Neverending Story. I love that.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. I love the Neverending Story.
Last of the Mohegans.
Yeah, great. I thought you were gonna say that Last Unicorn we were talking about the other day. That's a banger too.
Super B-side stuff.
Yeah, but it's like America. That
I guess. Oh
no, you're right.
It is actually. Wow.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. That one slaps.
Yeah. Bangers. I love the '80s soundtracks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any soundtracks? Not off the top of his head.
He doesn't want to tell.
Yeah, secret.
Yeah.
I'm thinking one more, too, that I really love. Oh, St. Elmo's Fire.
Okay, yeah.
Demi Moore's in that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Chariots of Fire.
Sorry. Chariots of Fire is a great
also.
What's the name of it? What's the name of the guy who does that? Chariots of Fire?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. Sorry. Some Italian guy. All the Italians do the soundtracks.
Mm.
They're really
Twin Peaks. That guy looks Sergio.
Leon too. Like The Bad and the Ugly.
Oh Marconi or
Marconi. Yeah, I love that.
The spaghetti western stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Truth.
It's so sick.
Yeah, soundtracks are awesome.
It's true.
I know. All right, it's 7:34. We have until about 7:45. So, do you guys got some more tunes you want to play? Now's the time.
Should we just play you out on one last one?
If you're feeling
If you're down,
like you want to put out some bangers on air.
make sure to plug yourselves too before we head out of here too.
All right,
next gig
we're gonna plug Blueberry Betty and Sonic Steve right now.
Yeah, it's Standing Stone.
The other bands we're in at Standing Stone Wines Friday.
Be there. What time?
Winooski.
6:30. Doors.
6:37.
6:36. Come early and drink wine. It's young.
Ride your bike.
Yes.
Take public transportation.
Wear a helmet.
Leave 2 hours early and walk.
Yeah.
Yeah, best.
Especially if you take the bus.
In case you fall off the bridge in the river.
But yeah, that's Friday. Sunday, I'm playing at Shelburne Orchards from 12 to 2 with the Train Brothers. So you guys should come see that.
Be there.
Train Brothers are these little kids that live there. And I set up a drum set for them. Actually, they own it. And they're the best.
Shout out to Train Brothers.
Yeah, shout out to Wynn and Elliot. And I'm supposed to shout out hold on. I'd like to thank Emma's open mic in Shelburne and Alexa's good taste in Brooks and Dunn music at Village Wine Coffee. And I also need to shout out to JJ, Lulu, and Stella Case and Clover the dog.
Awesome.
Shout out all of them.
Yeah. Can I shout out my dog? Hi, Walter. I love you.
Sam? Yeah, you have any shout outs?
Tochi and Tula.
Oh, rip. Rest in peace, right. Queen.
All right. You guys ready?
One last one. Okay. Oh. For the listeners, the harmonica just went over the head. Oh. So we're in for a treat.
Nobody's allergic, are they?
So, yeah.
Harmonic canceling headphones.
All go.
beautiful.
Surely was a banger.
Yeah.
To send it off. That was amazing. What was the name of that
so,
one?
So great.
It's called Lonely Broken Hearts.
Aww. Wonderful.
Any inspiration? Any yes. events that...
All the ones that got away. And the ones that stayed. No.
Right, right. Oh,
yeah, no, just, you know, heartbreak is something that I love to write about. Yeah. And, you know, that's just the good stuff for me.
Truth.
Big feelings. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Any questions?
Yeah, do we have any more lasting questions here?
Did you have fun here? Would yeah. you do it again?
Yeah, I'll do it again. Yeah. I gotta get on your roster quick. You guys are filling up lately.
Yeah, I know.
It's competitive out there nowadays.
I know. Yeah. Sure, okay. Yeah. Wow. We'd like to thank you, Danny and the Parts, for
Danny
coming along. Do you have anything?
Thank you, guys.
You've yeah. forgotten to plug. You have your album, right? Which is called?
We got two new records this year, Sun is Moon and Mona Lisa's Eyes.
Yeah. Awesome. Check well, thank you guys so much.
Out. Danny and the Parts.
Yes. Thank you to our DJs and the people in the booth and the people on the mix.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
This has been Exposure. 2 weeks. Wait, hold on. Our next show will be... Oh, wait. Let's get some fade-out music. I would love yeah. that. Our next show is on September 24th, and it is with... It is with...
Pedal. I'm pretty sure.
Cold Echoes.
Echoes.
Echoes. Pedal shout out Echo. Shout out Echoes. Shout out Cold Plunge. Shout out Pedal. But September 24th, 6 to 8 p.m. WREV FM 90.1.
We'll be there.
Echoes. This has been Exposure. It's been a blast. It's been real. But
have
for
a
now,
good night, everyone
signing
listening.
Off. Stay warm. Stay safe. Thank you.